We are headed into the holidays, Thanksgiving, of course, coming up, and soon after that, the Christmas holidays. And we are at the Morion Arts Center today, speaking with Betsy Walsh, Director of Advancement. Betsy, give us a bit of a preview of what's coming up for the holidays here and at the Chihuly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We have our Fa-La-La-La Florida holiday show right now. This is a great experience for you to get some holiday gifts. And this show is open at the Morion Arts Center until December 31st. The Morion Arts Center is open from Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also have our one-day Tampa Bay photography show available at the same time for viewing. This is a 24-hour photography project that we run here at the Morion Arts Center that shows lives of people all over the St. Pete, Tampa, and Clearwater areas. Really awesome photography show, one day in Tampa Bay. You'll also want to check out our Word and Image. This is a student show. This is the 25th year that the Morion Arts Center is running Word and Image. It's a collaboration with Pinellas County Schools. Right now we have our high school show up, and this year's theme is I Am Enough. It's a wonderful theme talking about positive self-image and positive self-talk. It's a wonderful show to see as well. Speaking of holiday gift giving, we have our ornament extravaganza at our Morion Glass Studio. So this is your opportunity to come and blow a glass ornament of your very own to have for your Christmas tree. This is a great experience, and you can buy this for a friend or for yourself. You can check out our website for further information. It's morionartscenter.org.
Betsy Walsh of the Morion Arts Center. Meanwhile, the Chihuly Collection at the Morion Arts Center is a permanent collection featuring 18 installations spanning several of the artist's most popular series. Safe to say that the Chihuly Collection here in St. Petersburg draws visitors from far and wide. Aweda Afan is executive director at the Chihuly.
The name really does bring tourists into town just to view the collection.
Mm-hmm. People always ask me, how did we happen to get the Chihuly exhibit here in St. Pete?
Yeah, well, back in 2010, a group of visionary board members decided to bring the collection into St. Petersburg, and Dale really is very invested in education, mm-hmm. and he saw the Morion Arts Center as a community center that can leverage the educational mm-hmm. value of the collection. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started.
And it started, as I recall, down on Beach Drive. Right?
Yes, it was on Beach Drive from 2010 to 2016. Mm-hmm. And then it moved across the street from the main Morion building on Central Avenue.
Yeah. For those who have not been to the new Chihuly, describe the size and what are they going to see when they come?
Well, it's 11,000 square feet, and it really is a stunning collection of Dale's work. And it was, the space itself was designed by Dale and an architect to make sure that it really showcases the collection in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of special things are you planning for the holidays?
Well, we have a special exhibition section in which we highlight local artists that may have been influenced by Dale's work.
So our Made Here show is a combination of Morion Glass Studio artists. So we have participating artists Jack Alden, Dan Alexander, Ian Billig, Harry Boo, Melanie Check, Patsy Monk, Christy Phillips, Anjali Singh, Tim Saluna, Bao Tao, Benjamin Ugel, and Kelsey Wright. So we have some really beautiful pieces available for sale by our Morion Glass Studio artists at the Chihuly Collection in our special gallery. We hope you'll come and see it. This show will be up until the end of the year.
To visit the Chihuly Collection online and for more information, visit morionartscenter.org.